following takes place on Xbox Live. Events occur in real time.
Power on.
I wish they still had fights in this game so I could bitch slap Wayne.
Wait a minute, aren't fighting anymore?
Oh, doesn't that suck?
Why'd they get rid of the fighting? It's the best part of the old version.
I think kids were hitting each other or something, man.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? You can make their heads bleed on this one.
Make somebody's head bleed. Oh, we're in playoffs.
I'm gonna make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command.
Scan for identification.
Look, sir, droids.
The internet has given everyone in America a voice, and evidently everyone in America has chosen to use that voice to bitch about movies.
Hide the planet!
Oh, if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.
That was totally wicked!
I'm so excited, I could squirt.
And now your host for Live on Live, Rusty Ranchero and Modern Man.
And we are live with XBL Radio Podcast version 11.5. This is Live on Live, the Gamers Roundtable discussion, where we usually bring four Xbox Live gamers, bring them together usually on the Xbox Live Network, and chat about the news, issues, and gossip going on in our gaming society. And I am your host, Rusty Ranchero. And in my co-host guest seat, we have the other guy. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being here. Mago Man couldn't make it.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really excited. This is my first Live on Live that I've been a part of, so I'm excited to be here.
No,
I'm gonna try to. Yes, it is. I have not done a Live on Live with you yet.
As a co-host, you mean? Okay.
As a co-host, I have not.
We were on a podcast, I think, four.
Where we all got to know each other. We got really friendly with each other.
Yeah, well, not that friendly.
But yeah, so this is my first Live on Live when you're actually having topics outside of XBL Radio, so I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you here. It's called Live on Live, and so we used to record on the Xbox Live Network, but now that the 360's come out, it's caught a few problems because there's no multi-chat in the dashboard. You can only chat with one person. I mean, that's terrible. What were they thinking?
You know, they are saying it's bandwidth issues. I don't know why they chose not to do that. They didn't have any bandwidth issues on the first Xbox, but hopefully once the free poker game comes out, that will resolve that whole situation, because anybody that wants to be on the show will have a game that we're guaranteed to have.
Right. The poker game, so we can all meet in there and start recording the show. Because now we're using Skype right now, which is a very cool conferencing IM program. But that's cool. And so just wanted to throw that out there. Hopefully we'll go back to the Xbox Live Network, the way it all started. And but anyways, so that's cool. Thanks for being here, the other guy. And dude, I just got my 360.
Oh, yeah. I saw you the first day you got it. I saw you online playing some Hex. Was it Hexen?
Yeah, the Hexen. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I see you play that often.
And I picked up Full Auto, too.
Right. So coming from MM3 land, what do you think about Full Auto?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I haven't played it a whole lot, but already. It's just, you know, all the weapons, that's pretty cool. And just blowing stuff up. And it's a pretty fun game. I got to play online with Carpal a little bit. There's some game modes in there that seem pretty cool. The thing that sucks, you know, being the MM3... A fan that I was, there's no team play on that game online. It's all just pretty much racing and killing each other, which is a lot of fun, but I miss those team games.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they missed the target on the online play. They didn't have enough of creativism on the online play. It's just basically a racing game with guns.
Yeah, I caught your game review on Podcast 11. And, yeah, that was a nice review. But the game is still fun. I'm still going to keep playing it. I want to unlock more of those achievements. Carpal, I was racing with Carpal. He just unlocked all Full Auto achievement.
Right on.
He's got
all
Full Auto. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've got all... a couple of gold and some silver. I completed on the silver, and I'm gonna go back and try to unlock some more of the gold if I have time. But all in all, it's a pretty fun game. I just, you know, I found myself any game I play now, I try to use a time warp when I mess up, though. That's the only bad thing.
Yeah. Too bad you can't use it online.
Right on.
But, yeah, cool game. And I'm playing the Xbox Live Arcade. That's a lot of fun. I got GeoWars. Man, how do you guys play that game? Manga Man's got over a million points.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it.
That's ridiculous.
A lot better than I.
I can't stand. You know the piece I hate the most? What is the piece you hate the most on that game?
On the console or that one game?
Geometry Wars. What? You know, the little enemies that are coming after you. Which one do you hate the most?
When that little sphere blows up and it has those little guys that come after you. That I don't like that.
The little sphere? Oh, you mean the wormholes?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are cool.
If you don't blow it up and it blows up, it blows up into like a million different pieces that can take you out.
And you know what, man? The little green boxes, those are the guys I can't stand, man. Because those guys, they run away from your bullets.
Yeah.
Those are the smart ones, because those are the ones that actually know that they're going to die. Everybody else is just running into you, but those little green ones, they try to dodge your bullets.
Yeah, they're pretty sneaky. So, who else are you bringing to the show today, there, Rusty? Who else we got coming in here?
Oh, we have a couple guests. Of course, we are live on live, and I got two guests. I got from Austin, Texas. We have Mr. Joe Star.
Salutations.
Thanks for being here.
No problem.
Have you? You got your 360 yet?
No. I.
What's the problem?
I'm a poor college student.
Yeah.
I can't afford $400. I'm not going to buy the core.
Oh, okay.
I'd go premium.
Because I was going to say, so you've had to turn some down because of your money issues? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. Because since I work at the mall, I could have gotten into the line for 360 at launch. But I had to pass it up.
Yeah.
I will, though. I don't want to see why I wouldn't get one. I look forward to it.
Nice. And so what games are you playing now?
I play mostly DS games like Mario Kart, Phoenix Wright, and such. And I've been playing a lot of Guitar Hero on PS2. Other than that,
sounds like fun. Definitely.
Out.
It's pretty much like, I don't know, DDR or karaoke, but with the guitar.
Well, the part that makes it so enjoyable is that you're creating the music instead of just playing to the music like with DDR. So if you miss a note, the note doesn't get played. So you really feel immersed in it. It's wonderful.
Isn't that a pretty expensive game to get set up and start playing?
Yeah, it was $69 at launch, and now it's $79 because it comes with the guitar you play with, which is a fairly nice piece of work. So it's got the game, the guitar, a guitar strap, and like stickers, and then this huge box to carry it in. So yeah, it's expensive, but well worth it.
Yeah, I know it won all type of awards when it came out, and it was a big hit over in the States for the. But I think the big issue it had back then was the price, but considering the price of games now, that's really just a drop in the bucket
for
what you're getting.
That
definitely
was disappointing to me, the $60 Xbox games. And, what about two, if they were 50? I wasn't ready to go over 100 at that moment when I bought the Full Auto for the 360. Anyways, I'm getting off topic. And so maybe a little bit about your gaming history. When did you first start gaming? What was the first system you remember?
It was definitely NES. I remember when I was 4, I watched my cousin play Punch-Out. I was quite intrigued.
Oh, and, I like that game. That was awesome. Did you know this Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I got. I've never beaten Mike Tyson. I've gotten to him several times. I cannot beat him.
We figured out the trick. He would blink his eye or something right before he was going to punch you.
Yeah, but it's still so quick. I'm terrible at it.
It was tough, yeah.
But no, I'd play NES with my friends, and that really got me into it. So I've been playing since I was about 5, I guess. Mainly consoles. I don't really delve too much into PC games.
Yeah, same here. That's cool. All right, man. Thanks for being here.
Oh, no problem.
And moving on, we have Luke from Gamer Addict Hotline.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Not too bad.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What's your story? Are you gaming on your 360 yet?
Don't have an HDTV, so, and if I get an HDTV, I definitely get an Xbox 360, but right now, I was playing it on a regular TV, and yeah. It was like, not really worth the $500 yet.
I see. Okay. I don't have HDTV, but man, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Xbox Live Arcade is actually the real reason I would probably purchase it.
Yeah, that's nice. I got a... what's that new? The Marvel Blast Ultra? Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Major Nelson was actually interviewing the makers of that last on his last podcast. Nice. And it was a really interesting article talking about how they've created the game and they're hoping that there'll be more multiplayer game versions and some other stuff. It's a really good interview.
That's cool. I'm liking the online play up to 8 people. What do you do at Gamer Addict?
Well, what the Game Addict hotline is what we do is we do a 20-minute show about video game news. Then we talk about what the top games are. Then we tell people what games are coming out. Because I used to work at GameStop, and people would ask me, hey, when's this coming out? When's this coming out? So I thought I'd go ahead and give people a heads up about what games are coming out this week. And then finally I ended up with some video game trivia, and I have a old school game commercial you guys can listen to while you're thinking about the questions.
Oh, nice. Sounds fun. And so do you get to talk personally on the show about yourself? I mean, I'm sure maybe your fan base knows you, but can you tell our listeners a little bit about your gaming history? What was the first system you recall playing?
The first system I recall playing was I played a Atari 2600.
Yeah.
My first favorite game was Adventure, if everybody knows what Adventure was.
I'll have to ask the other guy about that one.
Adventure, yeah. I didn't play that one much. I was a big Intellivision man myself. Loved the River Raid.
Adventure was, if you ever watch the Homestar Runner, they'll talk about this duck that comes out. And that's pretty much part of the stuff. What you were supposed to do is supposed to find a key, open up, find your treasure, and then get back home before you get killed by dragons and stuff like that.
Oh, that was the first game with an Easter egg, wasn't it?
Yes, it was actually the first game with an Easter egg. So I used to play that, and I also used to play the Treasure Hunt, I think, or Jungle Hunt, which was another really good game. I also love Pole Position, and I still have my original E.T. game. Which is
nice.
Impossible to beat. I think I've got two. I played it a while ago, and I think I got two treasures from it, and then I died.
Yeah, that's like one of the only two games I remember. I remember that and Combat. Combat was a lot of fun.
Oh, Combat was excellent. It's funny because when Atari, the first time Atari died, which I think was in 2002, they had to let go of one of the guys who was working with Atari since Combat. So it's pretty funny.
Oh, that's cool.
So I used to play that, and then I've gone up. I do some game testing with Microsoft, and I used to work at GameStop. So, and I try to, and I just love video games.
Yeah, as we all do.
And you're based out of Seattle, correct? Is that right?
Yes, I'm out of Seattle. The Game Addict Hotline is supposed to help people in the Seattle area who are interested in game development. We actually, I do a part of the Edmonds Community College, and what we'd have is we have some game development certificates, and so that's pretty much what the whole idea of the game podcast was to show off the game development classes at our college.
Okay.
Nice.
So you say you do a lot of testing for Microsoft. Is it Xbox testing, or is it Microsoft MSN gaming, or
I do
a little bit of everything?
I've mostly worked with the Xbox. I did a little Xbox 360 testing, and I had an opportunity to work on Microsoft Flight Simulator X, which was going to be coming out this year, but unfortunately school caught me. So
yeah, it always catches you when the cool stuff comes.
Oh, I know. And then
that flight simulator would have been pretty cool to play around with.
And I saw the pictures of it, and I was just like, wow, that is gorgeous.
Awesome. That's cool. Flight simulation. And I don't know how to segue that into our topics. But the topics, we'll start throwing those out now. Thanks for being here, Luke.
Thank you.
And the topics we have, the other guy, I wanted to do all things portable.
Okay.
Okay, because I found this on IGN, and now they're Microsoft even. It's buzzing right now. They don't have really any hard facts about it yet. They're just buzzing about Origami.
Mm-hmm.
And that looks pretty cool. It's their portable little handheld gizmo that does everything. Gaming, PC capabilities, MP3.
Yeah, I saw that. It doesn't look like it's going to be all that portable, though. I mean, it's a pretty big piece of portable equipment.
Yeah, it looks about twice the size of a PSP, it looks to me.
Right. I can imagine that battery life, that battery pack, is going to have to be huge.
Oh, and so I wanted to throw this out there and see what these people think about it. I mean, Microsoft getting into the handheld game. And well, either one of you guys, what do you have to say about that?
Well, from how I understand it, it's meant to be more of a tablet PC, a mini PC for people on the go. They're trying not to emphasize the gaming part of it, just because they're not even sure you can play DVDs yet. And yeah, again, it's really bulky and et cetera. But it's mainly supposed to be a PC with gaming capabilities, not a gaming machine. So I don't really know how much in competition it'll be. But it was started off by the videos of Halo they had running on it a year ago, which caused much controversy.
Right, yeah. Mr. Joestar, exactly what you're saying. So it's not supposed to be a gaming thing. Have you seen the video online about it? The little video?
Well, the only video I've seen was the year-old one when it was a concept, and it showed it running Halo, which got me excited. But then I've heard since then that they've denied its ability to do that unless they remade Halo.
Oh, so I'm not sure if we saw the same video. Was it the girl, like, out in the desert in the trailer with her friends?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I didn't see that one, no. Oh,
yeah, okay. I saw that one.
Because that's the recent one that I've seen. And at the end of that video, sure enough, there's a guy playing Halo on it.
Yeah, I was actually watching the video, and I read some articles, and they're saying that, no, I don't think you'll be able to play Halo because of the graphic problem, because it'd probably be too graphically enhanced. But they said, like, lower-level games like Civilization 3, maybe StarCraft, some of the maybe older games you'll be able to play. But they say that anything like Halo 2-esque graphically, I don't think going to be able to play.
Okay. And so what is your guys' take on that? Is that disappointing that it's not going to be a gaming machine?
It's not disappointing to me, because if they're going to push it as a portable gaming console, it's going to have to drop in size, because, you know, I know that was the Mista Joestar.
Yeah.
I heard you saying you play a lot of DS right now.
Yeah.
And I'm under the impression right now, this is my own personal opinion, I'm thinking that, you know, the DS is the Rockstar portable games right now, with all the functions they're having come out and the things that it's starting to do.
Yeah.
And I don't see how you can. I don't even think PSP can compete with DS right now.
Ooh, the other guy. Funny you mentioned that. That's our later topic. I don't want to quite get into that right now.
Okay. I'll bite my tongue.
But that's cool. But
the thing is from what I've seen and what they've been talking about, it's mostly going to be. It's like they want it to be more than a PDA, but less than a laptop. And so they're trying to get somewhere in the middle. And so their examples were that, like, you would be able to go and look at your media player stuff, or you could use it to search the web. And I just don't think that there's a huge enough market, especially with PDA's marketing going down dramatically, especially with the mobile phone, like the Trio. Trios are actually going up. More of the mobile phone PDAs are coming up, and all the PDAs are falling dramatically. I don't think Microsoft has got a really good idea at the moment. It could have been really a cool thing a couple of years ago, but right now I just don't see it as a computer or as a gaming system. I think that they're just having just one of those concept ideas. But, you know, I might be wrong.
Yeah, that's an interesting take. I mean, so what does Microsoft want to accomplish here? So is it it's a computer, but not quite a computer? What's the deal?
According to unofficial reports, they say that they're aimed at tech-savvy consumers who want a smaller computer that is easy to take on vacation, in the subway, or anywhere else where a full-size PC would seem too bulky. So, I mean...
Can't people do that with their notebook?
Yeah, well, they...
Do they consider a notebook a full-size PC?
That's what I would guess. They say it's priced lower than a full-size laptop, ranging from around $500 to $1,000. Because it's going to run Windows XP, and I assume you can then use any of your USB devices or hook it up to a printer or whatever.
I don't know, because the Sony Vios are pretty small if you look at those. And mm-hmm. So I don't know why what they're thinking about it, because I could understand they wanting to do more with the tablet PC kind of ideas, but it just I don't see the marketing, especially if it's going to be $500. I could just pick up a Dell laptop for about $500 and actually have a DVD drive and have an ATI graphic chip, and so I could play Halo Half-Life 2 on it. So
yeah. And as of right now, it's still am I correct in saying it's still a concept? Mm-hmm. So one of the things they could be doing is just trying to get a lot of buzz and get a lot of feedback, and because
right.
you know, when they throw stuff out like this out there, they get a lot of criticism, so they know where to go from there.
Yeah.
What people do and don't like.
It's supposed to be officially unveiled March 9th
okay,
at a German trade show.
So they have stamped it. It's like they're almost committed in putting it out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes. So I guess everybody in here would be interested in it if it was more a gaming type console.
I would be interested in it if it was, you know, more compact. I remember when digital cameras came out, you know, I had to have one. You had to get one real quick, and those things were big and bulky. Within a year and a half, 2 years later, man, you can fit them in the palm of your hand. I had to have that one, you know. Then it got smaller than that. So, you know, I think I'm at the point now where I would hold off instead of dropping cash year after year to get smaller and smaller. And, you know, it really depends on what it does as well. And if it's going to be putting out XP and they're about to put out a new programming system, you know.
Interesting. How about any of you other guys? Do you wish it was more focused on gaming?
I wish Microsoft was more interested in gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be interesting if it could hook up to the Xbox Live network and you could play stuff like Geometry Wars. All those kind of simple games that you could pay a small amount for and play instead of having to try and buy a new media format of some kind, or even just a DVD game. That would seem like a good idea to me. You already have the network set up there, and if you connect to it, that'd be great.
Yeah, if we're going to go wish list, then I would want a console, portable console that you could link to your home console. So if you're playing a game, say I'm playing a Full Auto, and I have a version of it for the portable console that I can play on the road, I can take it home, download it, link it up to my home console, and it takes me to where I am in the game instead of having two different versions. That would be neat. I think that would be awesome.
Hey guys, Rusty here, and I want to say I'm sorry. Technical difficulties. We lost Luke for a little bit. He dropped out of the Skype connection. And then it caused problems with Carpool, because he was recording the show. And so we lost about 5 minutes of footage. And it was right in the transition. We just wrapped up the talk about origami. And I threw in the topic DS versus PSP. And we missed a few minutes. I was learning a whole lot about it. It's got Wi-Fi capabilities, and like 8 people can be in one room and play the DS, all 8 people, with one cartridge hooked up to one DS. I thought that was cool that I'd learned about it and some other stuff. And we talked about a little PSP, the UMD movies, they're discontinuing. And blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I guess we'll pick it up from there. Right, okay, we got Luke from the Gamer Addict back. I guess he lost connection, but we got him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I was trying to finish up saying is that, you know, Nintendo, that's the thing about Nintendo. Nintendo knows how to make games, and so they make games for the DS really well. But unfortunately, and Sony actually has got some really good games from third party. Like, for example, it would be Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City, and some of their other games. But I guess that if Sony would be like Nintendo, I guess, and like Nintendo's talking about, for example, the Revolution, a developer's kit's only going to cost $2,000. So pretty much anybody with like $10,000 to spend. It could make a video game for the revolution. So, I mean, the openness that Nintendo has, and then the all the things that they're trying to do with innovating video games, while Sony's kind of trying to stay with the back in its old ideas, and also with all the bad press lately. I know PSP's really good, and I have a lot of friends who love the PSP. It's just that they just gotta let it go and let people kind of play around with their system.
Yeah, I agree with you. I play pretty much Xbox, but I have never once had a problem with any PlayStation product that has actually come out as far as console versions. You know, they always put out a bang up job on their systems. So it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, how they're going to compete back and forth in the small market against Nintendo, because Nintendo's always been pretty strong in the handheld department.
Right.
Yeah, I tend to have a lot of little complaints about the PSP system itself, but what's really keeping me from buying it is there isn't really a game I've been interested in that I know plays well. Like, I'm a big fighting game fan, but I hear that the D-pad and analog stick both have difficulty pulling off moves for Street Fighter, Alpha 3, for example. And that keeps me from buying one, because if I can't accurately play my game, or if I have to wait through long loading times to play when I'm trying to be on the bus, it kills it for me.
I see. That's interesting. And so, I just... I fear that my listeners are going to think this is just some kind of Sony bash fest. And so... guys are just some Nintendo fanboys, right?
Yes and no. Well, the thing is, it was a good idea for Sony, especially with the LCD screen, which is huge, and it's just beautiful. But they just have had some problems. I mean, it'd be cool if, like, you could export your PSP screen onto a live, huge TV. I mean, there's so many innovations they could add onto it, or things they could do with the system that won't, because they want to keep everything proprietary, that... It's going to kill him.
Well, I mean, I would say that before being a Nintendo fanboy, even though I have lots of love for them, I'm a gamer first. And if they came out with a game I'm really interested in playing, which they haven't yet, or that I hear plays well, then it's going to keep me from getting a system until there's something I want to play. So right now, that's the stopper for me, and the $250 price tag, plus price for memory card.
Yeah. The way I'm looking at it is, you know, when the PSP came out, I'm like, wow, that's a cool piece of equipment. You know, it's a beautiful screen that they have put on that. That's pretty awesome. And, you know, I started looking at the DS. I'm like, you know what? The DS, that's a good little system for a kid. You know, it's a cool little system, but DS has done something that Sony has yet to do in my eyes, is they have put a product out there, they've worked on it, and they've improved on that product that you've already purchased, and it's getting better and better the more time it has stayed out there in the public's eye. So, I mean, it's in the product that has improved. It's evolved.
Right. And especially with the bringing out Opera and the TV tuner, it's just going to, hopefully if it comes to America, I mean, that'll just really give a lot of problems to PSP.
Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't come to America for the one reason why, you know, all your local broadcasts are offering some type of digital format in the air, and they're going to also be mandated to offer digital formatted signal in the air by 2009. I think it'll be in February is when their dead date is. Mm-hmm. It was pushed back from 2007, and they actually stamped the date into 2009. Mm. Now, that's not high def, but they do have to offer all programming in a digital format in the air.
Yeah, interesting. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, oh, that will happen just for the fact that the government's real greedy. They want to reclaim all that frequency and resell it again.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole reason.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's not for us, the consumer.
All right, man, it's a gaming show.
Well,
I'm... Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, this isn't This Week in Tech, and I'm not John C. Dvorak.
Well, I was going to say, I would see myself buying a PSP in the future, just because I wouldn't want to keep myself from playing games just on basis of being, you know, a fanboy or whatever. But as it is right now, to get into PSP gaming, you would have to spend at least $300 to $350 to get the system, a game, since the games are 40 or 50, and then if you needed a memory card. The one that comes with it is somewhat small. I know they're going to release one with a larger memory card soon, but to use its full functionality, you need a bigger memory card for your movies and MP3s you put onto it to use as an MP3 player or whatever.
Right. If they drop their memory card prices, I think a lot more people would actually be interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Other guy, I'll give you some final words on this topic.
He pretty much summed it up right there. And one of the other things that's holding them down is the price. So, you know, I would just echo what he's saying on that. And, like, you know, PSP has the ability to be a great gaming system. It has all the nuts and bolts. It's just, do they want to really put it out there and fight? It's up to them.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a battle. And I wonder what Microsoft plans to do with the...
They're so far behind. Yeah. They're so far behind. They got a lot of catch up to if they decide to get into the.
And they're still losing money off the Xbox 360 and the Xbox, so I don't know if they want to lose even more money with a portable system.
That's true.
Well, we'll have to see how that plays out. But I guess we'll spend a few more minutes on this last topic, since we're on all things portable. See what you guys think about this. I wanted to bring up maybe cell phones and iPods. And. I'm willing to bet I'm the only guy here that doesn't have an iPod. Yes or no?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I do have one.
I have an old one.
Okay, so two yes, two no. Okay, cool.
Do you have any type of MP3 player there, Rusty?
I sure don't.
Oh, man.
How about you, Luke?
I have an old Rio Volt that I got refurbished, and I love it. I don't know why Rio got out of the MP3 business, because... they make some really nice MP3 players, but...
Yeah.
And so you still use it to this day?
Yeah, I just got it a couple of months ago. I actually bought my first MP3 player over in Japan at Yodobashi Camera, and then I got home, and a couple of months afterwards it broke, and so I had to pick up a new one. So I picked up a used one, a refurbished MP3 player, and it's been working like a dream. Too bad, but it won't record. That's the only problem, though. I can't record stuff, so...
Oh.
I'm sitting on three. I have an old school, I don't know if you guys remember the Yelp, the very first version of the Yelps that came out.
Yeah.
I've got one of those. And I got a Lyria, and then I've got an iPod. So.
Okay, so you guys are heavy into your music. I guess I'm not big on taking music with me wherever I go, you know, because if I'm in the car, I got the radio. And if I'm at work, we got the radio over there, too.
Right.
But, but I don't want to bash them. MP3s.
I just listen to podcasts. That's all I do. Is I'm either listening to gaming podcasts or listening to other podcasts or other things that I'm interested in. So.
Right. I'm about the same with him. I do have a nice music library, but I find myself listening to podcasts a good bit.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into podcasts at all. I listen to mine when I'm walking or working out or on the bus ride, but I don't really tend to use it as much as you'd like, or as I'd like, because I find an issue I have with the iPod is mine's about 3 years now. It only runs for about 3 hours, and it's decreasing every time I use it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's starting to bother me, and the lack of support for older models. It seems pretty quickly, once a new model comes out, they drop support for the older ones.
Could you play Doom on that one? Because I heard you could play Doom on some of the iPods if you put Linux on it.
The oldest ones?
Wow.
Yeah.
Because mine's the more brick type. It's about 3/4 of an inch thick, and it's terribly scratched up.
It's paperweight.
Yeah, basically.
And funny you mentioned the Doom, because I wanted to ask that. I mean, what is the next move for Apple? Do you picture them putting gaming into their iPods? Would you guys be interested in that?
I think they're going to have to, just to compete with the cell phones, going into the music downloading biz and the gaming biz. Is it Nokia? Or it's one of the, I wish I could remember, but I read an article about someone that's putting the game driver on their cell phone.
On the cell phone or on the N-Gage, the gaming system cell phone?
It might have been the N-Gage. I don't remember. I want to say it was a cell phone, but I don't remember if it was the N-Gage or a Razer, or I don't know exactly. But it might have been the N-Gage.
Well, because I find it interesting seeing whether it's a gaming machine first or a phone first, because that seems to make the whole difference. Because the Gizmondo and the N-Gage have both done poorly, but people who already have a cell phone use it as a cell phone and have the games as an additional add-on and seem to game more on it, having Bejeweled or whatever on it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't. It's interesting that it didn't succeed. And you gotta wonder. So, are we comfortable with having all these different portable devices? We got our iPod for music, we got our DS for the games, and we got our cell phone for our cell phones. And so, you guys aren't interested in having an all-in-one little thing?
Well, it depends on whether it does any of them particularly well. That's the whole issue. Because it could have all those features, but then the standalone versions of each of those is better off. So, I mean, I'm sure someday, but at the moment, no.
Well, I think the problem is, I think people are thinking that you could put a full game, like, most of the games on there are pretty much casual games, games that you could probably play for a minute or two. I mean, I've seen there's a new NES emulator for cell phones, so you can play your NES games on it, but...
Oh, that sounds cool.
It's called the, for people who want to go, it's VNES, if people want to look at it, but I mean, it's just... It's more of a casual game market, and you got to go into the casual game marketing to look at what kind of games people want to play, because it's a whole different genre than just any of the other arcade games. I mean, there's a whole gaming conference just on those kinds of games.
Yeah, and I think when you see iPod put gaming on their units and something of that nature, it's when they're being forced and pushed to be competitive, because they don't seem to be a company that will go out of the limb and be innovative. They got something, they're going to run with it until they're pressed to be competitive.
Yeah, I see.
And I don't think it's part of their idea. I don't think they really are interested in putting games on their iPod. I think they're more interested in putting movies and music right now. And they haven't seen a real wanting yet, or big enough market for that yet. Not like the cell phone companies.
Yeah, I would guess they'd go towards being a cell phone before they go being a gaming machine.
Yeah, that's probably the route they would go.
And they already did. Yeah, the Rocker. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that didn't work out, though.
Oh, no? Why not?
No, it's just way too bulky. But they just come out with
Sliver?
Yeah, they have a slimmer version now. So I don't know how that one's doing. But.
Okay. I didn't know that it didn't do that well.
Well, the problem is that you could only put 100 songs at one time.
Oh, okay. That's got to suck. So it doesn't have like a gig of memory.
Was that through Singular they did that with?
Yeah, that's their whole idea with the cell phones. It's like, yeah, you can put your songs on there, but you can only put 100 of them on. So people are like putting like whole mixes as one huge song so they can kind of play around with it. It's just, it's one of those little weird things that everybody's kind of joking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if they decide to do anything, I wish the first thing they would do is change their protection on their MP3s that you purchase. Or their music files was an ACC that you can't...
Oh, when you download on iTunes?
Yeah, all that just burns me.
Yeah, I remember the first time I used iTunes when I got a free song from Pepsi. I downloaded it and was happy, and then found I couldn't play it by any of my normal means.
Yeah. I used to have a program called JHIM that you could rip it down to MP3, but they did an update and stopped that one out. So now I've got to pull it down to a CD via regular CD, then I can re-rip it back onto the computer on an MP3.
Yeah, I don't know why they have the DMCA. I mean, like, there's some games now that have the StarDock, I think, protection on it, and they found that those things will actually sometimes crash your computer or even might bring your firewall have security problems out of it. So I don't know. I haven't seen any real security coming out of the DMCA or any of those other ways to keep from piracy happening.
Mm-hmm. So, Rusty, do you see yourself getting any type of MP3 player?
I'll have to. I need to start getting more. And I mean, I'm happy listening to our podcast, you know, on my PC or on the notebook when I'm working on stuff. And I'm just not into taking my music with me wherever I go, you know.
Right. I'm addicted to it. So I'm on the road all day long. And I'm out and you know away from the vehicle all day long. So I have it popped in my ear.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And so. How's it all going to play out? All this portable stuff. Are we eventually going to see the all-in-one do you think? Like, is the origami, does that plan, is that what they're planning to do?
Sometimes all-in-one's not good, like he was saying earlier. Sometimes it's best to be broken in several different pieces.
And so, and that doesn't bother you guys at all. I guess you're all pretty used to that. You got your DSD in your back pocket, your cell phone in your front pocket, and iPod stuffed in your coat or whatever.
That's why they invent backpacks.
Yeah. Also knows how much you're doing in one day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think we're at a good enough speed where we could have everything going at the same time. I mean, like with the Trio 900W, you get a PDA with MP3 player, and you can watch your movies, and you can call from, and it's a cell phone, so you could call. And I mean, that's about as much as I can do. The only problem is the more things you put in one item, the more problems you can have with that device.
Yeah, you'd hate for something to crash and just cripple your whole piece of equipment there just because one little aspect on that machine goes down. And I'm pretty sure when you're talking about shoving more things into one device, it's going to kick up the price. The more you shove into the same piece of plastic shell, it's going to get more expensive.
And there's going to be some things that people don't want, and then they're going to have to get it, even though they don't. Like, I know a couple people don't want cameras on their cell phones because they work in security places and they can't have a camera. But all the phones nowadays have cameras, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right on.
Interesting. All right. Well, the other guy. Any final words? You said.
Yeah, since we're all things portable, each one of you, what is your most favorite portable device that you have? Doesn't have to be related to gaming or anything. What do you like the most out there?
Well, I'm definitely committed to my DS. It's been with me for a good year now. We've been happy. And I play it a fair amount. I play it on the bus or in class or... before
class.
I go to bed.
How can you do it in class? The teacher doesn't go up and smack you?
Well, I'm surreptitious about it. I put it behind my backpack on my desk. But I usually don't care because I still do fine on the test because I can hear what they're saying. So, yeah, I'll play Street Fighter, Mario Kart, and it keeps me awake.
So you're a very good multitasker.
Yeah, that's my problem.
You can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I wasn't playing and my head was down on the desk and I was asleep, I'd miss that much more of my education.
Exactly.
I just want to know what classes are you taking where you can do the DS and your classwork at the same time.
Just liberal arts classes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No difficulty there.
No, I can do that in my calculus class. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What about you, Game Addict?
Well... I just have my MP3 player because I get to. The thing I love is I've never really been a big music guy. I've mostly been more of a talk radio guy. I used to listen to sports radio and I'd listen to regular talk radio. And then when I got podcasting, it was like awesome because I could choose podcasts that are like specific. So instead of have. And they had no commercials. That was the coolest thing, is no commercials. So I could listen to a full 20-minute show about like magicians. And I would have a fun time listening to them. And I could listen to one about gaming, or I could listen to one about technology. And I don't have to worry about commercials, and I can listen to it, and they're entertaining. And then if I don't like the show, I can always change to another one. I mean, it's just like this podcast. It's such an interesting idea, and it's probably going to kill all the radio stations nowadays, because now instead of having to listen to whatever's on, you can listen to whatever you want to listen to.
Right. I would have to say for me, it's going to be between my iPod, but I think I'm going to have to stick with satellite radio. I have a little portable XM radio, and like you said,
nice.
Sports radio. Oh my gosh, I am so addicted to the ESPN News and the ESPN2 radio station. I can't get away from it.
Well. That's cool. So portable satellite, you can take it. How big is it? Where do you?
Yeah, it's about the size of a Walkman.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can move it from vehicle to vehicle, wear it on your hip. It still has some room to grow, but it's a pretty cool piece of equipment. And I can't get away from it. That's all I ever really listen to besides my I got five or six podcasts I listen to, but other than that, man, I'm on the XM radio all day long. I guess I just gave them a free push there.
Oh, they need it.
Yeah.
All right, that's nice.
What about you, Rusty? What do you got out there?
I guess I'll have to pick my cell phone because I think that's the only thing portable I got.
Your notebook.
And of course my notebook. It's not as portable. I mean, it's got that big processor and a 15.4 widescreen, so it's pretty heavy. But yeah, that's a nice little thing I have. Can the Xbox wireless controller count as something portable?
You've had that for how long now?
Because that's cool. Like less than a week.
Yeah, I find myself.
Today makes 1 week.
For a second there, I kind of liked the wireless controller, but now I find myself hating it because it's so easy to throw it against the wall now.
I'm kind of fighting between the WaveBird or the Xbox 360 controller. I mean, one's good, one's the other one's really good. I don't know.
This Xbox controller, it's much better than I expected. I mean, I'm glad I didn't trade it in, because as soon as I bought the 360, the first thing I told the guy was, hey, can I trade that wireless one for a corded controller? But the guy talked me out of it, and I'm glad he did, because this thing is amazing.
You got to pay attention to your battery life, because it gives you no warning.
It gives you
a warning on the control itself. The little light starts blinking, but when you're playing in the middle of the game, how often are you looking at your controller? You're looking at the screen. It doesn't pop up saying your battery's about to die. I've been online playing a couple of times, and like DOA, and right in the middle of a match, my battery just dies. I just sit there and just watch myself just get beat down.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's cool. I bought the $20 battery pack.
You did?
Mm. Oh, that's cool, because it hooks up to the USB, and it charges and becomes a corded controller at the same time.
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah.
So that's cool, and you don't have to buy batteries for it.
I'm wondering how long the battery life, as in, like, for example, that iPod, your rechargeable battery's going to keep dying. I'm wondering how long the battery life for the Xbox 360 batteries are.
Well, the good thing, they're interchangeable. It's just two AA batteries that fit in it.
Oh, they're right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, so no problem. You shouldn't have any worries then.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like a lithium ion or something.
No.
Those are the ones that start to slow down.
It really does. It has a long life to it. I can go probably 2 weeks without having to change them out, three weeks.
Nice.
And I play pretty much every night, so it's got a long life. And I'm too cheap to get the recharge cord, so I just have a wall mount that charges on the wall and just pop them in and out.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, I think that should do it now. I want to thank you guys, Luke and I keep forgetting your name, Mr. Joe Star. I gotta remember that. I gotta add you to my friends list.
Oh, please do. You make me start playing again.
Yeah, guys. Thank you for having me on, Rusty. I really, really enjoyed being on Live.
Yeah,
this has been great.
Wonderful. I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I really appreciate you being here and giving your input for everyone else to hear. And I guess that should do it for all things portable. And okay, so once again, thanks, Mr. Joe Star and Luke from Gamer Addict Hotline. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be here.
I'd love to come back. This was pretty cool.
All right, wonderful. Yeah, we'll have you back sometime.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, well, that should do it for this Live on Live episode for our guests. I appreciate them being here. They were a cool bunch.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the DS talk versus the PSP. That was a pretty cool little conversational piece. I really did like that.
Cool. I wish we had a pro PSP guest. Like I said, there's some kind of Sony bash fest going here.
Well, I don't want to bash Sony because I think they put out a good console, and like I said, I thought their PSP was a good product when it was very first put out. And if there are people out there that do have a difference of opinion than us, come go to our forums at X360 Leagues and voice your opinion. We'll read it. We'll love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll read those on the air if they want to contradict what any of our guests said. That'd be fun.
Yeah, so...
And, cool. And
bring us
thing,
the info.
Another thing at x360leagues.com, it's not too late. By the time you get this podcast, you can sign up for that Fight Night 3 tournament. That looks pretty cool. You get to win. If you win, you'll get 1,600 marketplace points, all brought to you by x360leagues.com. That's cool. I have to go rent that game because I want to get in that tournament.
Exactly. And by the way, it's free to be in the tournament. You do not have to pay anything to be in the tournament. And how often are you able to do anything for free and have a chance of winning something that costs money?
Exactly. That's going to be cool. And what else do we have here? And Magaman couldn't make it for the show, and it looks like he won't be able to make any more shows with us. He'll be leaving XBO Radio, and I'm sad. I'm gonna miss him for sure. And but of course, you can always catch him on MMO Radio. Check out mmoradio.com for all the listings. He's got a couple shows over there. And also you can go to the XBO Radio forums at x360leagues.com. He put a goodbye post there. You guys can read what he had to say and post your goodbyes. Wish him a nice goodbye. And we'll miss him. But good luck, Max.
Good luck, Maga. Or Maga. Mega. Was it Maga? Maga?
You guys could never get his name right.
No, we could. We just did it for fun, I think.
Yeah. He is cool.
Yeah. Well, also, want to just give a shout out to K-Rock. Looked forward to having you on our next show. Should be doing an interview with him within the next week. Over at XP Squad, squadxp.com. It's a podcast. Again, your podcasts are pretty cool. You should check them out if you get a chance.
Nice. And what else we got?
Didn't you have a birthday shout-out?
Oh, yeah, I gave them on the middle of the show. That was to Pitchit, Mike the Spike, and Hanukkah. They all had their birthday within 1 week. And over at xplife.com, some good buddies of mine. Happy birthday, gentlemen. Keep playing.
I would sing the birthday song to you, but I don't want to scare off any listeners.
Yeah. Oh, right. Like you. Oh, I can't believe they recorded me on that outtake the last show.
I loved it. I'm so glad you got burned.
Oh, that's not nice.
Oh, after the time I got burned with the refrigerator door, dude. that was a good one. Well, Rusty, thank you for inviting me to be on Live on Live.
Oh, absolutely.
I really did enjoy it, and I would love to come back. If you ever would like to have me back, just let me know.
We'll see how it goes down. I don't know what I'm going to do now without Max. We'll see how it goes down. Maybe I'll have you back, or, hey, maybe I can post an opening. Anybody interested in being a co-host? Or, hey, maybe I can even do it by myself. We'll see how it turns out. That's kind of scary.
Right on.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so that should do it. This has been a presentation of the XBL Radio Podcast Network. Don't forget to send me your feedback. Rusty@xblradio.com. I want to hear from you, and I'll get you on the show. And that should do it. This is Podcast 11.5. I will see you on the next podcast, 12.5, 2 weeks from now. And don't forget to stay tuned for podcast 12.0 next week with the XBO Radio Show with Mr. Carpal Tunnel and, of course, the other guy right here.
Yeah, we should be doing a game review on Fight Night, so you have to check it out.
Oh, very cool. And one final thing I want to say, if you guys haven't checked out 12.0 yet, you need to check it out. We had the interview with Major Nelson. Mr. Carpal got a hold of him, and that was a fantastic interview. I have to admit, it was different, and I just want to applaud Carpal for the way he handled it. You know, it wasn't that typical interview about, hey, what games are coming out? Oh, what the new features for Xbox Live? I mean, sure, there was a little bit of that, but Carpal, you know, he got a little more personal in there. I mean, we found out about, does Major Nelson like play games? Does he have any kids? And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I think it was a Class Act interview. Class Act.
Really nice. And so go get that 12.0 if you haven't heard it yet. And that should do it for us for Live on Live. I am Rusty Ranchero, and we'll catch you guys later. See ya!
And now for something completely different.
Hey, when's the next commercial break? I need the bathroom. Oh, is that right? Yeah.
You gotta use the mic, buddy.
Too many Bud Lights, huh? I see.
That's what we have to hear about all sports, isn't it?
I guess we're getting close to wrapping it up. We'll take a... Can you hang on like 10 more minutes? Or is that too long? You need to go pee?
I don't know, man. I got the bladder of a 2-year-old.
And we're back. How was your pee-pee break?
It was good. Everything came out all right. Feel a lot better.
Bud Light.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Cool.